It's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today I'll be talking about virtual reality therapy. What is virtual reality therapy? Well, let me go back a little. I've been following the concept of virtual reality for years, and I was always focused on its ability to potentially treat people with phobias. But I have to tell you that even though it's been around for 20 years, it was so expensive that it was impossible for a private practitioner to become invested in the equipment and the technology. But now, with the advent of virtual reality headsets being so inexpensive and the use of cellular phones as the virtual environment producer, so to speak, that it produces the environment, it's now clearly effective for people like me, who's just a small private practitioner. What is virtual reality therapy? Well, people know what virtual reality is, probably from the game perspective, you know, that people see, you know, virtual reality in amusement parks, like, you know, Disney World is filled with it, and there are games now that are virtual. But hardly anyone recognizes that virtual reality therapy is actually an effective treatment for phobias, paranoia, even people who have substance issues and physical weaknesses due to traumas or brain injuries. And so, to me, virtual reality therapy is essentially the gold standard for people who need treatment for phobias. And what I mean by phobias are things like fear of flying, fear of public speaking, fear of bugs, fear of open spaces, fear of closed spaces, fear of heights, fear of driving, fear of medical environments, dentists, all sorts of things. And there are environments now to help people overcome those phobias. And virtual reality therapy is the use of realistic audiovisual stimuli using a head-mounted display. And of course, you can supplement that with obviously the audio that comes with the head-mounted display, other environmental influences like smells, vibration. And what you're doing is you're simulating the environment that the person is fearful of. So, for example, let's say someone has a fear of flying. What you do is you, with the use of the virtual reality stimuli, literally put them in a simulated plane, and you could modify the environment. You could make them take off, land, have turbulence, go through storms, and all of that's controlled by the psychologist. And while the person is in that environment, you could them deal with their physiological, biological functions and their cognitions. And by reducing the physiological reactions and by giving them more positive associations and thoughts, you reduce their anxiety in those situations. Now, the beauty of virtual reality therapy is that it's cost effective, it's fast, it's efficient, and some data suggest it's 90% and 92% successful. So, as a controlled environment, in other words, the psychologist is controlling the environment, the patient has the ability to face their fears in a safe environment where they could overcome them as quickly as possible. And it's much better than in the old days when someone had to imagine they're in a plane, or you, if you had the capacity, to take them to the airport and put them on a plane, or, you know, have them take a small trip from one airport to another, which was very expensive. This way, you can do all of that in the safety of the office. And if they're overwhelmed or anxious, they just, you either stop the program or they take the headset off until they obviously can get more acclimated to the anxiety situation. So virtual reality therapy is kind of now capable of being used by private practitioners. Before, it was only hospitals and universities who could afford the large investment. But now we can do this. And this is going to be bigger and bigger as time goes on. So I'm going to focus more on virtual reality therapy and the technologies we could use to help people overcome anxieties and other psychological disorders. So that's going to be the focus. And I'm hopefully I'm going to get a lot of guests to come on who could address the different areas and future of virtual reality therapy. So until next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.